The big four are artificial intelligence, globalization, immigration, and climate change.
So let's start with artificial intelligence, which still sounds so sci-fi, but really it's kind of sci-reality. How is it changing our economy?
Well, our technology now has moved beyond the impact of computerization and automation into really a new phase of artificial intelligence. And this is where computer systems are capable of learning and adapting. You know, anyone using Google or Amazon for searching has experienced this to some degree or another. The advertisements and suggestions are more than just rote responses from a set of software configurations. They actually reflect the real beginnings of artificial intelligence systems. AI is a very disruptive technology, and it will greatly accelerate the automation of many service sector jobs that so far have been largely immune from the impacts of automation, but no more.
What are some examples of those jobs?
Well, call center jobs, order taking, that kind of thing.
Now, what exactly do you mean by globalization? That was the next item on the list. How is that transforming our economy?
Well, globalization refers to the increasingly global nature of the supply chain for many businesses. The combination of the internet and improved telecommunications and computerization has allowed companies to really source materials, manufacturing, and increasingly service functions globally. And as a result, firms can source at the lowest prices and sell their goods and services more competitively. You know, and people increasingly know what the lowest prices are, courtesy of the internet, and people demand those lower prices, and the results are dramatic. There's virtually no inflation in the United States, Europe, Japan, Korea. Globalization has increased competition, and it is not only keeping prices down, it's also keeping wages down across the globe. For example, the globalization of the textile industry has caused production of goods requiring lower skills to migrate from the United States to China and from China to Vietnam and Pakistan and Bangladesh. But these jobs can and will continue to migrate to the next lowest source cost of labor. So it goes with goods. It's going to go with services as well with this increasing globalization and artificial intelligence.
Next on your list was immigration. How is that transforming the economy?
Well, here in Florida, we're very familiar with the transformational effect of immigration. Almost 90% of our growth comes from people moving en net into Florida. Our state is dependent upon migration for almost all of its growth. The Cuban immigration into Miami-Dade County transformed that area. Here in Central Florida, the influx of retirees and those looking for new jobs and the massive immigration from Puerto Rico has transformed the demography and the economy of Central Florida. Globally, the ongoing wars in the Middle East have triggered the mass migrations of millions of people, the largest mass migration in 100 years. But with the growing ease of travel, this migration is going to continue to be a transformative force globally and, of course, here in Florida.
The fourth major force you identified is climate change.
It's rising sea level. It'll be most noticeable here in Florida. Florida is especially vulnerable to the effects of sea level rise. We have more than 1,200 miles of coastline and almost 4,500 square miles of estuaries and bays. And the coastal plain dominates the state. And remember that, you know, the state used to be underwater. The highest point in the state is only 200 feet or so above sea level. Most of the coastal plain is only 30 feet above sea level, so it doesn't take much sea level rise. And a lot of the coastline is only 3 feet above sea level. 80% of Florida's population lives at about 3 feet above sea level. So we are particularly vulnerable. That's more than $3 trillion worth of real estate, just to put a number on it. And already, sea level rise is affecting the drinking water supplies in South Florida.
So what's the takeaway here?
The takeaway is this. These forces are inevitable. It's not about trade pacts or other things. You know, those only accelerate or decelerate what is inevitable. These four changes are going to continue to be significantly disruptive. So we need to adapt politically and economically to the changes, Nicole, that are absolutely inevitable.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you.